Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
And now it is 9:38. Dean Richards, Sunday morning on 720 WGN. Time for COVID and more with Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Central DuPage Hospital. Dr. Most, good morning to you, my friend. Let me push the button and then say hello. Hello there, Kevin. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you before.
I said good morning and a happy belated birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you. My birthday was Thursday, I guess. It's March 31st. Thank you for that and to everyone who sent messages on social media and et cetera. Very, very much appreciated. Also on Thursday, here's how... the glamorous way that I spent my birthday, going on my first out-of-town press interview in 2.5 years. My first time that I've been back in L.A. since the pandemic started. Everybody masked up on the plane. And I was counting. I was sitting there while people were boarding the plane, counting the number of people who still, after all this time, don't know how to wear their mask.
Yeah, and Dean, it'll be interesting to see what we do here on the 18th of April. Are they going to remove that mask mandate on public transportation? So yeah. There's about 20 states, I believe, that are suing the federal government to remove that, and it'll be... I'm not sure what to think of it, but it'll sure be interesting how they decide and what their logic is behind the decision.
Well, it's going to be very interesting because, we all would like to think everything is fine now, except I keep hearing about this BA2 strain, the Omicron 2 strain variant that's out there that's growing and growing and in certain parts of the world is out of control. And I assume here in the Chicago area and in the U.S., Kevin, that it must be also growing by leaps and bounds as well.
It really is. It's kind of amazing how quickly it's taking over and pushing just the regular Omicron out. Earlier this week, it was at about 35%. Now, the results on Friday show it's greater than 50% of the strains. And so when, Omicron came and pushed out Delta, the same thing's happening here with BA2. And we just have to hope for good timing and some good protection here so that we don't see what's happening in the UK right now with this strain.
When you say good protection, you're talking about vaccination and boosters?
Yeah, vaccination, boosters, and just, how many people actually got Omicron and still have some natural immunity. So certainly we're going to have the natural immunity and then also what we're going to get with the vaccinations. And it's actually just been shown, a big study just came out that showed the hybrid individuals are the ones who are the best protected. Those who had a breakthrough case even after being vaccinated now really have great protection because of not only the natural immunity, but also the vaccination immunity.
Yeah, it was very interesting being in L.A. The last couple of days where they are much more strict about mask wearing and checking vaccination cards, and more than I've seen here in the Chicago area, certainly recently, but in many cases more than, during the middle of the pandemic, where people were, so reluctant about wearing their masks. In L.A., they were not. They were very serious about it.
Which is interesting. I mean, when you think about this, the entire country, you think of California more laid back and, hey, whatever's going to happen, let's let things go naturally. And certainly they're trying to protect, that heavily populated area in Los Angeles. So good to hear that, because that's the way that we're going to slow this down even more than it's slowed down now, get us some good warm weather, and hopefully we won't see another surge until, the fall.
Yeah, that and all the BA2 news. I've gone back to carrying my mask with me all the time, and if I'm in any public place, I've got the mask back on again, just to, why not be careful while things are surging with this?
Yeah, 100%. And, even though we look at, Omicron and BA2 causing more mild illness, we are still seeing more and more people coming out of this with long COVID symptoms. So we really have to understand that, it may not be that bad of an acute illness, But certainly I wouldn't want to have brain fog, you know, cognitive issues, shortness of breath, heart problems going forward. Right. So we still need to take it seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, all of that said, this past week, it was approved that certain people can now go get a second booster shot, correct?
Correct, yeah. And the population is pretty big, that is. You know, where it used to be, they would say the boosters are going to be for 65 and older. You know, now they're saying this fourth shot. They're trying to stay away from booster. They're trying to say this fourth shot, well, now is for those over the age of 50 and those with immunocompromised illnesses as well. And the main reason for that is a lot of people got their boosters 4 months, 6 months ago, and the studies have shown that the immunity starts to wane. So it is a booster per se, but it may be that that's just going to be, it'll be a four-shot regime, possibly even more, as we go forward.
Yeah, I know. I was checking because I was showing my vax card all over the place, any place I went in L.A. Right. I hadn't really looked at it in a while. My booster, my third shot, was in November. So I'm definitely over 50. I know that. And I'm probably due for a little tune-up, I guess.
You are. I mean, you're approaching 6 months now, you know, since your booster. And really, when we start to look at that, we start to see those immunities start to wane. So if BA2 continues to spread, I would, you know, I'd certainly encourage people to get that booster. Those over the age of 50, there's a chance that you have a comorbidity, whether it be diabetes or hypertension or heart disease, you know, so trying to protect yourself as much as you can, not only from the acute illness, but more for the more chronic symptoms that we're seeing people come out.
Yeah, and a couple of minutes, I want to talk about a couple of other things as well. This week it was announced that Bruce Willis is stepping away from acting because he's been diagnosed with aphasia. I'd like to learn a little bit more about that from you. We'll get to that in a minute, but a few questions for Dr. Most from 708. Somebody asking, if I received Pfizer vaccines and booster, should I get a Moderna second booster for better coverage?
Yes. You know, so the study showed that getting one of each of those gives you better coverage. So if you've been Pfizer, go ahead and get Moderna. You know, stay with the mRNAs. Do not go to Johnson & Johnson. But certainly you can use either one of those manufacturers right now. And I'm telling people, when I got my chance to get my third, I was Pfizer, and then got Moderna. You know, now I'm trying to decide which one to get. But certainly having those two, because they are a little different, so it just increases your spectrum of coverage. So that's my recommendation.
Yeah, so 312 area code saying, first two shots were Pfizer, third was Moderna. What should I get for my fourth? What kind of questions should you be asking or thinking about when you're going in for your fourth vaccine?
Yeah, you know, as long as you're staying with the mRNA, because that individual, whoever asked that question, is the exact boat I am in right now. And I would say if you get there and they say, oh, all we have is Pfizer, go ahead and get it. You're going to get a minimal amount of probably additional coverage if you, again, go with the hybrid where you're going to have different types. But certainly it's not going to make a huge difference. You know, you're talking a percentage point or two. So really the most important thing is just getting that fourth shot versus the manufacturer.
Yeah, someone's saying, how long does it take for the second booster shot to become effective after you get it?
Yeah, that's the amazing thing that they're finding now with all the studies they've been doing with the boosters is the speed of immunity build up very, very rapidly. Just shows us that our body and our immune system is ready for this and looking for it. But now you're talking a couple days versus, you know, we would tell people when they get their influenza shot, hey, it's going to take you 7 to 10 days. Now we're seeing this big bump in immunity in just a couple of days. So really good protection and very quick after your fourth shot.
Isn't this so interesting? I mean, look at practically every question is about question about a second booster shot. Remember when the main line of questions that came in for you, Kevin, were, I can't even find any place to get vaccinated. I waited in line for 2 hours. I'm on a waiting list for 3 days, here and there, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic when vaccines were first available, of how information that was available was, we were just learning it, but the main questions were, I don't even know where to go. I can't find any place to get vaccinated. Remember, people were driving to Rockford and Peoria and small towns to get their vaccinations. How the times have changed, huh?
They really have, you know, and I think it was a good plan that we had. You know, when we first got that vaccine and it was limited and we wanted to make sure we got it into the right populations, those distribution points were often hospitals and health systems. Then as we got more vaccine, make it much more important to push it into the community, into the Walgreens and the CVSs, so that you can have ease of access to it. So individuals who can't travel to hospitals, you know, can maybe walk to a Walgreens and still get their shots. So many more points of access, and we have plenty of vaccine, which is, you know, obviously a very good point for us in the United States.
More with Dr. Kevin Most right after this. Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Central DuPage Hospital, with his weekly visit with us. One of the terms that many of us learned this past week is aphasia, the disease for which Bruce Willis was diagnosed this week, causing him to retire from acting, back away from any kind of acting. What is aphasia, Kevin?
Yeah, Dean, you know, aphasia is a condition that essentially robs you of your ability to communicate. It can affect your ability to speak, to write, and to understand language. And not only written language, not only verbal language, but written language as well. So it's an area in the brain that gets impacted, where we have the ability to understand what people are saying, form words, talk and complete in accurate sentences. And that's unfortunately the disease that he has here. And it's sad, especially as someone, you know, as talented as he is and what he's done and obviously the occupation that he's in.
Fairly young as well. Does this affect all ages? Is this something that normally, senior citizens are afflicted with?
Well, it's interesting. Probably the number one cause of it is a stroke. So, blocked blood vessel in the area that impacts, you know, speech. So stroke would be number one. We see this in head injuries often. And for those, treating the head injury and often reteaching people to speak can happen. And then other, you know, causes of it are brain tumors can cause this as well, especially if in that area. And then obviously, you know, the degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's.
Yeah. What if somebody thinks that they might have any of those things that you just talked about? What are some of the common signs that you should check with your physician?
Yeah, you know, probably the biggest thing, and when we talk about stroke awareness, that we can't highlight enough the importance of individuals noticing someone is having the signs of a stroke. So it's a simple acronym. BFAST is just think of it. B is for balance. If you see somebody that seems to have acutely, you know, lost their balance. Eyes, if they talk about blurred vision or double vision. Facial drooping, we all know about. Arms, any weakness in their arms or arm drift when you ask them to hold their arms out. And again, speech, just like we talk with, you know, about the aphasia portion of it. Slurred speech, difficulty understanding it. And then the biggest one is time. You know, individuals who have symptoms like this, it's not like, let's put grandma back to bed and see how she is in the morning. No, the chance of recovery from a stroke is so high. If you get to the hospital soon enough, we have medications, we have procedures we can do. So really important that people understand what to look for and understand the importance of 911 and getting them to the hospital as soon as possible.
Dr. Kevin Most, Central DuPage Hospital. Have a great Sunday, Kev. Thank you.
Take care, Dean. We'll talk soon.